Welcome to Dietitians Uncorked, a podcast hosted by Kat and Kelly, two registered dietitians who co-founded Nutriving, a virtual nutrition practice. We talk all things food, nutrition, life, and of course, wine. This is a judgment-free zone where all foods fit and all bodies are welcome. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everyone. We have a new episode today about routines. So we can't wait to tell you all about it. Just a quick reminder, we do have one-on-one services for nutrition counseling that we are offering. So if that's something you might be interested in, or you know someone who might want to chat with us, we do have an introductory call, or you can email us. And, you know, we understand that getting sometimes seeing a dietitian, getting help in that area can be an intimidating one. Sometimes it can bring up some complicated feelings. So we try to do it with the utmost respect for that. We do online nutrition counseling, so you can call us from the comfort of your couch. So that way you don't have to leave your house or your wherever it is that you are at, and we can just chat then. But anyway, we are drinking some wine.
As usual.
Kelly, how are you? I didn't even get introduce you to the podcast or welcome you at all.
Can you hear this sound? It's one of my favorite kind sounds.
Yeah.
That's that was a good my one. Wine pouring. So I'm doing great. You know, it's Friday.
Good.
We have a little recording session going. How are you doing?
I'm good. It feels good to continue to record our episodes. I have a lot of fun. So, and we are both accompanied by good bottles of wine, which make everything so much better. What are you drinking?
Absolutely. So I have a Petite Syrah. Mm-hmm. It's called Chronic Cellars. It is from Sonoma County, California. And
taste test.
It's delightful, as expected. I feel like I've had this before. I recognize the label. Do you drink a lot of Syrahs?
You know, I have been more, now that I'm thinking about the wines I just bought. I think I have a bottle, actually, of Syrah, but it's newer. I didn't buy them as often.
Kind of like Carmenere is newer for me, and Merlot, which Kat has gotten me into both of those. But Syrah, I do like a lot. I think they're often, you know, kind of the same dryness level, like tannin level, as what you and I like the Cab style, Merlot style.
Yeah.
So I'm very into it. Oh, before you share yours, unrelated, have you had Barbera? I guess not unrelated, we're talking wine, but Barbera?
No.
I need to get one of those. It's not as common, I feel, but I know you would like it because I like it. And I think we both need to have one soon, perhaps on the same episode.
Let's do it. no, I have not had Barbera. I just Googled it real quick because I was like, what? Oh, it's an Italian wine. I'm telling you, Italians know how to drink.
Of course.
They just know how to drink, how to live.
For sure. Gelato, pizza, pasta.
Pasta, man.
You went to Italy more recently.
I did.
Probably than me.
I did.
But pre-COVID.
Before the pandemic. Right?
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, yeah. So it was difficult for me to accept that my reality, my life, was not living as an Italian woman somewhere in Italy.
It was specifically like probably an elderly woman, I'm guessing.
Yes, yes. With a long skirt and a broom, just like, you know.
Hanging your laundry out the window.
Hanging around, like, yes, yes. I hate that that's not my life. It's what we work for, you know.
Yeah, we currently can manifest it.
Yeah, yeah. It's in my vision board to become. that's off topic.
So, Kat, I know you want to be an old Italian lady. Does that mean you're drinking Italian wine today, or what do you have going on over there?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm drinking good wine anyway, but it's not Italian. I wish. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. It's been so darn hot over here that it's...
I'm so jealous.
It's actually really nice to drink white wine right now. This one, it's called Adove. It's an organic white wine from a vineyard called Emiliana from Chile. And it tastes like green apple juice.
Mmm.
Delicious. It's like
I love Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, it's just very refreshing. So I forget that I need to drink water also because this is like, very refreshing. anyway, we have a cool topic. You want to introduce the peeps to it?
Yeah, so we are mixing up our topics. Sometimes we do like ones that we very heavily research. Other times they're a little bit more inspired, maybe by conversations we've had recently with clients or simply with each other. So today we have a little bit of a lighter one today, but nonetheless, one with a lot of good tips. And then I think we'll be, you know, kind of get your juices flowing, kind of thinking about what your life looks like. So essentially we are talking routines, specifically morning and nighttime routines, AM and PM routines. And if you're listening to this and you're like, what do you mean? Like, I get up and then I go to bed. Like, what could you possibly be referring to? I think there are some people in that camp. And then there are other people who are like, oh, hell yeah, I got a routine. You know, I do this and then I do that and I love it and I feel great. And so there are a lot of different approaches to it. And there's no right or wrong answer. Mm-hmm, and there are certainly times in their lives when people might have more of a routine and, you know, when they might have less. So nothing's wrong, nothing's right. We're just kind of talking through what our routines look like right now. So let's start with, obviously, we like to, you know, make sure we're all clear. So just defining a routine, obviously, like a sequence of actions, essentially, that you regularly follow. So when we come to morning routines, we'll go into the benefits soon. Let's go through routines, like maybe just share what you and I do. And then we can start with the morning.
Sure. And then you share your night routine and then I will skip mine because
actually an intervention episode for Kat.
It's bad. It's bad. If this is your first episode ever that you've listened, you're like not gonna understand. But if you have listened to other episodes, you might have picked up on the fact that I have a terrible night routine. It's awful and it's gotten worse. I can't explain it. So anyway, we'll get into that later. Morning routine. So I like to exercise in the morning and sort of do it when I'm not fully awake yet. I find it that it's just kind of, it's a nice way to get my body like ready for the day. So I usually wake up and I wash my face. Should I do a plug-in for my skincare line?
They're going to be a sponsor for us soon. Hell yeah.
So yeah, I have this really great Youth to the People kale face wash. It's fantastic. It's like one of my favorite things ever. Mm. But I wake up excited to put that on my face because it smells really nice and it makes me feel like it's a new day, kind of. And then I usually do my workout routine. I don't even, what's lovely about having the exercise in the morning is that I don't think about what I'm going to wear until after, which is for some reason, whenever I would work out in the afternoon or in a different time, picking out my clothes in the morning was such a difficult, challenging thing. But now that I just wear workout clothes first thing, then later I'm less, whatever the word is, it is easier for me to pick out my clothes for the day. Should I keep going? I don't.
I think when, you know, when it comes to routines, we're basically talking things that you do every day or like most days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I probably would say sort of to kind of finish that off, I will work out and then I will have coffee and I will sit with just the coffee, not the breakfast yet, coffee, and I will read the news. There's a lot of news reading in my life.
As we'll learn.
That is my morning. What's yours? I'm so curious to know yours.
Okay. My morning routine. I used to be a night workout person. And then when you and I worked inpatient together at that hospital a few years ago, mm-hmm. I realized, you know, I was staying at work much later than I planned to, and it just became impossible to work out after. Like, I didn't have the energy. I could not do it after a day of work. So that's when I shifted to doing it in the morning, and that was a game changer, because for me, I think one of the things I like most about routines is that it allows you to prioritize what's important to you. And for me, being able to move my body is super important and has been for a good chunk of my life. So when I first wake up, that is what I do first thing. I work out, and then after that, I walk Nala, which right now we have a lot of snow on the ground, and she's a husky. She's mostly husky for our listeners, and so we always walk outside, and it just, if I'm not already awake from my workout, which I generally am, but that just wakes every part of you up, because she is crazy outside. Like, just so happy when there's snow on the ground. So it does make winter a little more tolerable. But we do our walk, come back, and then it kind of depends on my day if I'm going somewhere or not. Something newer I've been trying to incorporate is, like, meditating for a few minutes, you know, after. Sometimes it's right after exercise, or if Nala's like licking my face, you know, it's difficult to meditate, so I'll take her out and then try after. But that's essentially what I'm doing in the morning.
I like it. I have tried the meditation after workout, but I'm too jazzed. Like, I listen to like hip hop or reggaeton or like some form of rap, and I'm just like in the, like, let's get that done kind of, you know, place where, like, like, if I had boxer gloves, I'd just be, like, boxing my way through, like, the things I need to do afterwards. It's, like, not a contemplative state of mind. I'm not, like, connected to my body. I'm more just, like, move, bitch, get up. You know, like...
I'm not surprised that that's your workout remix.
Yeah, anyway, I think I'm revealing too much of myself in these podcast episodes, but, you know.
We did talk about Harry Potter and Justin Bieber.
We recently. Did, you know, so, I talked about
too far.
I talked about that I don't trust myself because I connect to the Eve story. I mean, it's just like it's been a lot. Anyway,
that's the purpose, though, right? We are human, and we, you know, we don't have it all together, certainly. I will tell you that. Okay, so why are we talking routines? What are some of the benefits of having a routine? As I kind of mentioned with my choice to incorporate exercise in the morning, having a routine really does allow you to prioritize what's important to you. Mm-hmm. So you think about first thing in the morning, maybe before other people are awake, that is a time when you might have less, you know, demands. You might have less being asked of you, especially if you are getting up a little bit earlier than maybe other people in your household or your coworkers, you know, whether in person or virtual. It's just, it's generally a quieter time. So especially in the morning, that can be a great time to do something that's important to you when you have less distractions and you have less demands kind of like weighing on you.
Yeah. Also, if you think about it in the context of nutrition, having a routine that involves an aspect of nutrition that you want to be more intentional about, but can often forget or it's not part of your routine, adding a little bit of like that I'm going to do this as a reminder, and then you do it a few times, and then it just sort of bleeds into kind of what you do every day. It's a wonderful way of thinking of nutrition maybe in a different way. I think when it comes to food, there's so much that we talk about connecting inward, seeing if that's something that you want or don't want. But there is something to be said about routines that are not necessarily something that you're thinking about so much or tuning inward or whatever, but it's just sort of part of it. Like, and I'm going to just throw this out there as a simple example. A lot of people don't get enough fruit intake throughout the day. And it could be a good part of a routine just to be sure to remember to take that one piece of fruit and put it in your bag so that you take it to work with you and then you have it as a snack or something like that, that you are being intentional about, but you don't have to think about super critically and like analyze anything. It's just part of that routine. I guess that goes along with the second benefit, which is it becomes automatic. You're lessening the burden of having to make a new decision. And I know some people like to pick out their clothes the day before of what the, you know, whatever they're wearing for their work, or people that will do meal prep and so they know exactly what they're eating throughout the day or the week. I think nutrition and creating these sort of AM, PM routines can help with that decision fatigue, and it just becomes automatic eventually.
Mm-hmm. And this is where it's helpful to think, like, are you a morning person or are you a night person? Because if you're a night person, like, you have a little bit more energy at night, maybe you stay up a little bit later, that's good to take advantage of. That's good to know because you can do some of those tasks that in the morning just feel like shit. Like, I can't do this. I am too tired. Like, I don't have it together yet. And, you know, many of us identify as one or the other. So that's good to kind of tune into and really use that decision power in a time when you do have more energy. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we do make a ton of decisions throughout the mm-hmm. day. And so your power in that really, it does like take a drain on our energy and kind of how you're feeling. You generally get fatigued.
Yeah, totally. It can also be grounding, like especially when outside factors they feel chaotic, they feel random, life is stressful. Doing a routine that you know you kind of do every day can feel like you still have somewhat of control of your day. You can still take time for yourself to do the things that are important. I think about moms and dads who have to start their day with just sometimes chaos and God knows what happened throughout the night that they couldn't sleep. And some of these routines might have to maybe be later in the day or look a little different for each person. But having something that you do intentionally for yourself that is repetitive can be a good place to feel like life is not a random, chaotic mess of endless suffering.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And it really does help to kind of tune into the simplicity sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. especially the past few years with the pandemic, of course. Like, there's a lot of complex, heartbreaking, you know, terrible shit going on. And it can be really good for our brains and our bodies to just try to put that aside, even if it's for a brief moment, even if it's for a few minutes. You know, maybe working out in the morning, you're like, oh my God, these girls, I don't know how the fuck they do it. Like, they obviously don't have kids, you know. Like, if what we're saying, that's not your morning routine, that's okay. Like, there are a million different ways to incorporate a morning routine. And maybe it is simply taking those few minutes when coffee or tea is brewing to, you know, to just stand by yourself or sit by yourself. Like, try, maybe you have to go in the bathroom because that's the only privacy that you have. But trying to find a moment of stillness, if that's something you can try to do consistently on most days, that can have so many benefits in a world that can just feel really chaotic and stressful at times.
Okay, so Kelly, I'm very curious as to, do you have a PM routine? Is there something? I think I've asked you this before. I kind of know, at least we've talked about sleep hygiene before. So, like, walk us through your PM routine, if you have one.
Yes, of course I have one. I love skincare, like really obsessed with skincare. So my PM routine essentially starts whenever, if we're, you know, if Jeff and I are watching a show or anything like that, I try to turn off screens like about an hour before I go to bed. So if I'm targeting to like be in bed, like be sleeping by 10, I'm going to try to turn off screens at 9. This does not mean it always happens. Like, I'm fairly consistent, but, you know, we're watching The West Wing right now. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a very old show, but Jeff loves it, and now we are really into it. And so sometimes we watch it, you know, later than planned, but it's about the intention. Not every day is going to be perfect, and that's okay. So I try to reduce screens, and then I basically do my skincare steps, which is a lot of them, a lot of things.
Like, how many steps are we talking?
I don't know, Kat. I'm older than you. It's a lot of stuff.
By like 1 or 2 years. Are you serious?
I don't know. Maybe 5 to 7, depending on the night.
All right. Yeah.
You know. Cleansers, yeah. Serums, toners. Sometimes sounds there's nice. Masks involved, depending yeah. on the day. Yeah.
You know, right, right.
There's
right.
a lot of options. So uh-huh. I do enjoy that. Like, it's something I've been doing for a while, and it at this point, it just kind of, like, brings me peace. Like, it helps me kind of transition. I think there's something about, I know that when I start doing that, it really signals to my body, like, okay, this is time to relax. Mm-hmm. Like, you are getting ready for bed, and I fall asleep. Well, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Do the skincare, you know, brush teeth. Typically, I lay down. Sometimes I will, like, journal a little bit if I have it in me, if I, like, want to get something on paper. I really love writing, so that's helpful for me. So I'll either do some journaling or do some meditation. As I'm saying this, I realize it sounds like I have it all together, which it's the farthest thing from that. I have just cultivated rituals because yeah. things are so crazy during the day.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, like whatever, just wait a second. It'll be my turn here in just a minute and we can just compare the two opposites of PM routines. Anyway, keep going.
Right. So either really, like, this is all because I am generally not like this during the day. Like, that's the whole thing. I feel like it counteracts the chaos that I often, you know, feel during the day for a variety of reasons. But this is not a therapy session, so we're not going to get into those. But basically, I do.
It's not?
Do some level of, you know, journaling, sometimes a few minutes of a meditation, and then I am basically reading for a few minutes, and then I fall asleep. And I think because I have been doing this for so long, it really does help me fall asleep so quickly because my body has started to relax, like, all the way from the screens off, you know, time. And for me, that is so rewarding because there have certainly been many times in my life where I have not been able to fall asleep, like, for hours. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that that routine really helps me fall asleep, you know, it's just... it's like a cycle, just self-fulfilling.
Yeah. That could not be further from my reality. It's what I envision. Like, if there's a version of myself that, like, has life put together, that's what I feel like it would look like. But instead, it looks like a dumpster fire compared to you. Okay, so I don't, I don't know that I can call this a routine. Maybe because it's not intentional, but it is a routine because I do it every night. So obviously there's some repetition. I am, according to our definition, it is a sequence of actions that I regularly follow, even though I don't want to. This is the
intervention episode, you guys.
Okay, so I feel like I'm confessing. Anyway, so we watch shows, just like you and Jeff do. It's especially at night, like it's the time that we're like, oh, okay, well, this is on a weekdays. Usually it runs longer than we plan most of the time. I'm not the one that pushes to watch one more episode often, but I never say no.
You're not gonna stop. All right. It.
Yeah, it's just like fine. Sometimes it's not even shows that I like am crazy about or like I'm so into. Like sometimes there's shows I've already seen, episodes I've already watched, and it's just something. And I am the kind of person, oh God, I just, anyway, I am a two screen watcher, which is like the thing that they tell you not to do, right? Like you're just whatever. It's the opposite of mindfulness. It's the opposite of anything that I've ever told you about food. This is what I make for tonight. I'm looking at my phone while I'm watching a show.
I'm close to tears, like, because you've told me this before, and every time you talk about it, the way you present it is just kills me.
Oh God. Okay. Then I go to bed. I'm fairly tired.
Yeah, I do from have the a double screen scroll.
Right. You're right. Which is
your eyes are lot. Fatigued.
I know. And then I go to do my skincare routine that is less steps and likely less time consuming. We'll see in a few years whether it's a good skin routine or not. I have my doubts, but I at least I do wash my face and take off my makeup. I do that every night, that's the one thing I'm proud of this whole thing, PM routine. But anyway. While I'm doing that, I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, my phone is with me at all times. Is there anything important on my phone to be reading while I do this? Absolutely not. Everything is not important or imperative that I read it, but it's there. Then I go to bed and I, decide that that is the time and place to read news. Well, I look over to my husband, who's like has his whole night routine and like meditates and like has this like thing for light and like temperature and sound control. I'm over here avidly reading news, and I go through this is how I do it. Initially it starts with news from Chile and news from the US. And then I find that I'm too tired to continue to read that and to quite comprehend. So I move to global news and I start.
Because that's better.
Yeah. Because it's like close enough that like, I mean, it's important that I know, but I like no one's going to judge me if I don't know what's going on. So it's like,
I just feel rationale very about the order.
I feel very guilty if I'm not, like, in... If somebody were to say, hey, did you hear that, like, there was a war somewhere or, like, something really massive happened abroad somewhere, and I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I feel terrible. So, like, I feel that anxiety creeping in pretty late at night, because at this point it's not early. It's late. And I'm just going through the news. And I start with, like, Europe and then whatever is happening in other countries. And if there's a country... This is just like, oh, my God. if there's a country that I don't know anything about, like, I don't really know much about it, I'll, like, Wikipedia it. So I, like, kind of know, like, are they, like, you know, do they have a democracy? Do they not? Is it been...
At 1 a.m. This is definitely important.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember most of it, so it's not very productive in the meantime. Okay, this past week I realized this is a terrible... Because then I have the worst night's sleep. I can't really fall asleep very easily because I'm just, like, actively just staring at my phone. I'm not sure what I'm trying to accomplish, really. It's just... It's a distraction. With also, like, I feel the need to be, like, a responsible, educated human being that, like, is conscious about what's happening in the world. Even though I'm not actually doing that, you know? So, anyway. Lately, I have been trying to read a book and put my phone away, finally. And so, this past week, I had a good thriller book, like a mystery novel. So, I would read that until, like, 1:30. And then, as soon as I'm ready to, like, close it, I compulsively grab my phone, and then I'll just keep reading the news, or memes about the news until I can no longer keep my eyes open, and then I try to fall asleep after that. So follow me for more tips as to how to have a good night routine.
There you have it, folks. There are all different types of routines. Yep. Kat, we'll take this offline. And discuss some strategies for you. That sounds not fun, though. Like,
no. And I think, obviously, there's some anxiety going on at night that I, like, tap into about my need to feel like I understand what's happening. And, like I said, it's not even an intentional routine. It's just morphed into this. I think... if I can think of, like, when potentially it started, is, like, when the pandemic started and I was thinking about the virus and what was this next virologist saying and what were these people saying and what were the symptoms. And I was doom scrolling through that whole clusterfuck that was understanding what COVID-19 was and what it might look like and what would morph into. And it's evolved to this terrible night routine. It's not great. I will say, though, I have become aware of my night routine. And I honestly, ever since we did that episode of, like, what do you do? Like, do you have a sleep hygiene routine? Ever since we did that podcast episode, I am aware of what is happening. And I think that I feel like I'm at the place where I'm kind of ready for that to change. And I'm just saying this, I'm not sure that I'll be able to change it tomorrow, you know, tonight or whatever, but speaking to a broader audience who might be at either end of you and I's spectrum of PM routines, I think that it's important for everyone to kind of be able to know, like, what is your night routine and is it helping or is it hurting? And acknowledging where you're at is probably it's where everyone needs to start, right? Awareness is step one, but I think too, like, if you're somebody who's not drawn to having some sort of routine in the morning or at night and it's a foreign concept, it's not necessarily that we're saying that you have to have one and you should strategize on how to implement one. I guess what we're trying to say is sometimes routines can really help support those very intentional things that you want to accomplish in the day, whether it's to help your mental health, to help your physical health, to help nutrition habits, or just anything that supports you to be and feel better and feel more in control, feel better about your day or whatnot. I think routines can really help that. And I don't know if night routines is something you also need to work on, just DM me. We'll strategize and maybe you can help me. I can help you.
Exactly. And that's really why we wanted to do this episode. And what it all goes back to is awareness. Like, if you're unsure, you know, if you don't have the time or the mental space to really reflect on where you're at with, you know, nutrition, movement, routines, whatever it is. But if you don't have that space, it's really it's impossible, basically, to make changes, to even think about what changes you would want to make. So, as you said, you know, I think awareness is key, and then, you know, you kind of take it from there. And there's going to be good days, and there's going to be bad days, and that's okay, right? We're just trying to bring awareness to what's the overall pattern, and what do you feel like is supporting you, and what's not? Like, what can you maybe let go of? Okay, so we hope this episode brought you maybe some light, maybe some laughter, maybe some things to, hopefully some laughter. I mean, we were definitely laughing, so hopefully it brought you some laughter, maybe some things to reflect upon in your own life, you know, currently, or what you would want it to look like, what's serving you, what's not serving you. That's kind of what we were hoping to bring today. So if you liked this episode, if you've liked any of our episodes, we would love to hear from you. If you leave a rating on Apple, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's really helpful to help other people who might benefit from the podcast to find it. So we are all about reaching more people so we can all, you know, laugh together and talk about things. So we hope you enjoyed it, and we will be back next week with a brand new episode for you. So thank you very much for tuning in. We are so glad you're here, and we'll see you soon.
See ya. Bye.